We can discuss it. There is much that I need to buy. Things of a sharp metallic nature, no doubt, said Vetinari. Of course, if we are talking about goods rather than money, there is room for flexibility. And now we're going to arm him too, Vimes thought. You'll be out of the city in a week, Rust screamed. Vimes thought the general smiled briefly. Ankh Morpork without Vetinari, ruled by people like Rust. His future was looking bright indeed. The surrender will need to be ratified and formally witnessed, however, said Ashal. May I suggest Ankh Morpork, said Lord Vetinari. No, on neutral territory, of course, said the general. But where, between Ankh Morpork and Klatch, is there such a thing? Said Vetinari. I suppose there is Leshp, said the general thoughtfully. What a good idea, said the patrician. That would not have occurred to me. The place is ours anyway, snapped the prince. Will be, sire, will be, said the general soothingly. We will take possession quite legally while the world watches. And that's it. What about my arrest? Said Vimes. I'm not gonna... These are matters of state, said Vetinari, and there are diplomatic considerations. I am afraid the good ordering of international affairs cannot hinge upon your concerns over the doings of one man. Once again, Vimes felt that the words he was hearing were not the words that were being said. I won't, he began. There are larger issues here, but sterling work, nevertheless. There are big crimes and little crimes, is that it? Said Vimes. Why don't you take some well-earned rest, Sir Samuel? You are, Vetinari flashed one of his lightning-fast smiles, a man of action. You deal in swords and chases and facts. Now, alas, it is the time for the men of words who deal in promises and mistrust and opinions. For you, the war is over. Enjoy the sunshine. I trust we shall all be returning home shortly. I would like you to stay, Lord Rust. Vimes realized that he'd been switched off. He spun around and marched out of the tent. Ahmed followed him. That's your master, is it? No, he's just the man who pays my wages. Often hard to know the difference, said Ahmed sympathetically. Vimes sat down on the sand. He wasn't certain how he'd been managing to stand up. There was some kind of a future now. He hadn't the faintest idea what was in it, but there was one. There hadn't been one 5 minutes ago. He wanted to talk now. That way he didn't have to think about the disorganizer's death roll. It had sounded so accurate. What's going to happen to you, he said, to drive the thought out of his mind. When this is over, I mean. Your boss isn't going to be pleased with you. Oh, the desert can swallow me. He'll send people after you. He looks the type. The desert will swallow them. Without chewing, believe it. It shouldn't have to be like this, Vimes shouted at the sky in general. You know, sometimes I dream that we could deal with the big crimes, that we could make a law for countries and not just for people, and people like him would have... Ahmed pulled him upright and patted him on the shoulder. I know how it is, he said. I dream too. You do? Yes. Generally of fish. There was a roar from the crowd. Someone scored a convincing foul by the sound of it, said Vimes. They slid and staggered up the side of a dune and watched. Someone broke from the scrum and, punching and kicking, staggered towards the Klatchian goal. Isn't that man your butler? Said Ahmed. Yes. One of your soldiers said he bit a man's nose off. Vimes shrugged. He's got a very pointed look if I don't use the sugar tongs. I know that. A white figure marched authoritatively through the mill of players, blowing a whistle. And that man, I believe, is your king. No. Really? Then I am Queen Ponjitrum of Sumtri. Carrots are copper, same as me. A man like that could inspire a handful of broken men to conquer a country. Fine, just so long as he does it on his day off. And he too takes orders from you? You are a remarkable man, Sir Samuel, but you would not, I think, have killed the prince. No, but you'd have killed me if I had,